Welcome back to Super Tuesday Recap. It's your host, Chris, and Deepam here. Well, Deepam's live from Denver. He's on vacation. But, you know, the show must go on, so we're still recording. I gave him an out.
This is what we do.
I'm letting people know right now, I did not force this on him. I am not making this man work on his vacation.
None of this is true. I gave him an option.
You will not slander my name like this. Anyway, we're here to review episode 9 of season 6 of Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. But before we get into that, I just want to remind everyone, if you guys can please go to thepodcastawards.com and nominate the Character Corner in the Entertainment and People's Choice Awards category. We're up there. I know people have already gone ahead. Thank you very much for those who have already gone ahead and done that for the Character Corner. The nominations period goes until July 31st. There may not be another Character Corner coming out before then, so we're letting everybody know on all the other shows. So please, please, please go to thepodcastawards.com and nominate the Character Corner. You'll see in the drop down when you go to the Entertainment category and the People's Choice category. So please do that. We thank everyone who's already done that for us. And yeah, we're going to keep making content. So thank you guys very much. And all right, let's get into this. Let's talk about this episode of Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yo, Daisy motherfucking Johnson, yo.
Two times one episode. Right.
It's just one of those things. It's like, you know what? We haven't shown, remind you guys recently in a couple episodes that J.C. Johnson's a badass. So,
let's go. Like she it. Said it too. She's like, well, allow me to reintroduce myself.
Yeah. You guys have forgotten who it is and who the fuck I am. So let me go ahead and just remind you guys real quick, of this. But, yeah, after the info dump last episode, we get, I'm going to say a lull. Not a lull. They try to make it seem like, can they give us a party at the end? And I'm just like, you're not fooling me.
I'm with that. You know what, though? Honestly, the happiness at the end, that was the trick. Because we're all bracing for the hit. Even when the hit comes, we kind of cheer it, but it's not really a hit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they knew, it's one of those things where they use our knowledge against us. Like, we were all bracing for someone to die or someone to reveal that they got the thing to burn them chests or something, but it never happened.
I mean, it was Davis. Something happened to Davis.
Something happened to me.
Maybe to that too. Like, we know that. And so, I still just, I'm just, it's one of those things where I'm like, you're not fooling me. The entire episode, I'm just like, you're not fooling me. You're not getting me. I know this stuff is happening. But so I
appreciate the temporary happiness they gave our characters.
See, it's hope is a lie, though. And happiness is a lie.
I mean, look, you're over here telling me that Simmons and Fitz aren't going to die. And I'm over telling you, like, maybe they will. And now you can take both sides. No, sir. We're going to enjoy this.
Hold on a minute. They also brought back the relationship. So now we had just more things that can fall broken. So, you know, Mac and Yo-Yo might be back together. So just.
Oh, here we go. I hope you're happy. When they both die, this is on, no blood is on your hands.
They'll die.
I was waiting for them to get stabbed in the last 20 seconds.
They'll die together, though.
Yeah, and Daisy's never getting that debrief, is she?
You see what now?
When she was like, I'll tell you the stories during a debrief. I'm like, the debrief that neither one of you is going to survive till? Great.
Right. That debrief will never happen.
Unless they go do the debrief right now, it's never going to happen.
It's got to happen off screen.
Man.
You're never going to get that debrief, and you're never going to get... So is the debrief? Yeah, just it's just all bad. It's all bad. I mean, we get the reunion, we get everybody together, but even
we get to the reunions, it's so typically S.H.I.E.L.D. but so well executed. Like by splitting the team up and giving everyone these different threats, but tying all the threats together, and then honestly, them being like, we trust Daisy and May to solve that problem on the ground.
Let's start from the beginning. The way we ended last week, like it ended us with Mac having to make that choice of does he go after the ship or does he go after the truck on the ground. Now it makes sense that he would go after the truck on the ground. I mean, they would go after the ship because at that time he didn't know that Fitz and Simmons were on the ship. So you know, that made a little bit more sense. And also kind of helped that Sarge and them burst into the bridge and kind of made that choice for them. But, you know, like you said, he was going to send Yo-Yo down there on the Quinjet and, like you said, trust his team on the ground to do what they got to do. And you know what? They did. I mean, Deke was kind of worthless, and you see that under pressure, Deke is going to crack like an egg.
I don't even think that's worthless. So like he had 2 minutes to defuse an atom bomb. I think that isn't he. I mean, he tried. Like, he didn't fold up. He didn't give up. He tries. Like, look, I can't do this.
Yeah, true. I mean, I'm just it's
like
just...
I we've seen cowardice on this show. That wasn't it.
No. Absolutely not. You're right. I'm being a little hard on Deke, but
you're definitely hard on Deke because you know what though? Honestly, just like his grandfather was. Stop calling me that. But wait, you're a billionaire now. You can buy a castle. What up, Deke? Welcome back to the family.
We're not going to talk about how Fitz all of a sudden looked like he turned into one of them gold diggers. It was like, man, get the fuck out of my face. How am I going to deal with you? Wait, you're worth how much money? Hey.
He's LeBron James' daddy coming back for them paychecks.
Grandson, what's up? You want to call me Bobo? Yeah, you can call me Bobo as much time as you want.
But this isn't, about you got to remember, this isn't the Fitz that gave him all that flack. That Fitz is dead.
Oh, yeah. That Fitz has no idea. Well, that Fitz has, this Fitz has no idea. He has an inkling of an idea how annoying Deke can be, but he doesn't really know how annoying Deke can be. And he doesn't know
the money helps.
Right, he doesn't know all the stuff that Deke has done too. Like Deke had to earn his way back onto the team because Deke did some. You know, Deke was kind of a sellout a little bit in the future, a little bit.
I mean, so that was part of his plan the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like, he was like, "No, I've got a plan," and he was right. Like he did the thing that needed to be done.
Yeah. I mean,
they don't get back to the past if Deke's not willing to sacrifice himself with.
Hey,
the Chronotomb.
I am not saying that Deke didn't have some benefits and something. I'm just saying that our Fitz right now doesn't understand that Deke is a acquired taste. Until that money came in, then he was like, oh, yeah, okay, sure.
It tastes acquired.
Yes, acquired. I love that awkward conversation Deke tried to have with Daisy when Daisy's like, Yeah. Why isn't Snowflake in jail? Like, she needs to be locked up. She killed people. It's like, I know what this is about. It's boy meets girl. Daisy's... Like, I love the fact that Daisy is completely oblivious to the fact that Deke really likes her like that.
That's because she didn't understand the lemons. I don't know why she didn't understand the lemons last season.
Like, it's so good. She's like, completely... She's like... She's like, no. Guys, lock her the fuck up. It's like... I'm just, it's so good. It's so good that he just, like when, the end when, Daisy and May are talking and Daisy's just like, I don't know who's worse. And May's like, well, you know, Snowflake is a serial killer. And Daisy's still kind of like, I don't know which one has worse taste in decent people. Just, it's so good. So good. So, going back to the beginning, I really did like how, again, the way they always said they've elevated, Daisy Quake's powers and her using her powers. I mean, remember, this is a girl who, when they first had her, she couldn't control her powers and she was breaking her own bones.
Right.
You know, now she, cause it took me a while to figure out what she actually did. And then when I realized what she did was she basically created a stabilizing force so that when the...
Right.
The truck drove through the strikes. It wouldn't be jostled enough to actually explode. I'm like, that's some fucking control.
But did her at least a bunch of birds? I guess it did release all those birds, and she killed them all. But like that, I didn't like that plan at all.
I mean, it was either that or blow up and blow up. Like
I understand. I'm not understanding why it did. I'm just like, so there was no fallback on old Sarge's plan. Like if they hit this thing and it doesn't blow up. It's just all them bats again.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. There was no plan. Well, I also got to think about it. They didn't know that hitting it would really turn them back into bats.
Oh no, they didn't. Yeah. They didn't. Sarge did.
Oh, because Sarge the backup was it would blow up. Like he didn't believe that.
But I'm saying there's no backup to the blow up. Because like if it didn't blow up, now you just got more birds. So you got bigger problems.
Yeah. I don't take Sarge as he's become Captain Ahab to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he thought he has a plan as far as getting what he wants done, but I don't think he had a plan beyond that. Like he really thought that he was just going to blow up 200 square miles and that would be the end of it, and he was going to get away scot free. Now I still now have questions, more and more questions now about who he is after hearing Izelle talk to him and him and Izelle go back and forth. Still, way more questions now about who was that.
No questions. I'm right.
You believe this is the
Culture from the Fear Dimension? This is the because he was down there for a while, and his only manifestation at the end was fake Deathlok talking to him, telling him none of this was real.
Mm-hmm.
And so his biggest fear is that he sacrificed his family for nothing.
Mm.
So I think that maybe it's a force from inside there that's inhabiting Coulson as a body.
That makes sense.
But just like Azel knows like more, and I think we've also seen that fact that her powers go beyond just I've got these birds.
Oh yeah, I think we've realized that. Yeah, painfully realized that.
And I think I don't know if you saw the stinger for next episode, but they show the thing that they closed the fear dimension with. So I you know, I'm not saying I called it, but I called it.
Yeah, no, I think that makes sense. You know, and it makes sense because Azel was basically asked is like what skin are you using this time? Meaning that whatever is occupying this Coulson is probably from the dimension and has done it before or something like that. So it's and also the idea when she says when he's like you're she basically says you're mad because not because I stole your memory, because you never had any. Which also kind of goes back to what you're saying here, which is none of that was real.
Oh well, even not only was it not real, he knows the facts but has lost all the feeling. He's like, I lost my family, I lost my world. Did you? Or is that what you think you remember? Because you don't remember anything. Because like by him saying you've taken my memories, then the question of why is he doing what he's doing becomes a lot more interesting in a way, because the why was vengeance. Now the why is a sense of searching, of lacking.
Mm-hmm.
And so his character is given more depth, but it also introduced the fact that he probably has the ability to change skins, to body out, which tells me that he may have done some sort of Hail Mary out of his body before he let himself get shot in the head.
True. Could be. And also, I'm very, very interested in seeing the relationship. Clearly, him and Izel have a deeper history. So it's
what than even he knows.
Yeah, right.
Because it seems like she made him.
Right. So it also almost went to me idea of, you know, these Shrikes take over bodies, almost like he's a Shrike that lost his memory or something like that. So I don't know. It's a very love Agent Shield because it makes us ask all these questions and then we gives us some answers and then we just have more questions afterwards. But not in like a bad way. It's a good way of having these questions and wanting these things, but still it's like, holy shit. And so I really, really did I like that. Trying to see what else we had here.
I mean, the fights.
Oh, the fights on this are always great, right? Like that Max Sarge fight, I felt that.
Yeah, but even before you get there, like I like the way that they use the fights to further the plot. Like even them breaking out, them like him shooting his teammate in the chest.
Yeah.
They did a really good job of doing that slow build on, you know, kind of not just we're gonna take back the bridge, but they've got a plan. They got something in here for Yo-Yo. And I like the fact that we were given those conversations earlier in the season with Jocko to see that this turn was very possible for him.
Right. Jocko. And well, as I think something we mentioned before, right, that we noticed that Sarge made the people that he worked for him seem very, very disposable. Even before he left Snowflake. Even before he killed, what was the other dude's name he killed? I forget the guy.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. The red shirt of Shard's team.
Coulson red shirt.
Coulson red shirt. Remember, they came in, Jocko came in, and in episode one, he had somebody with him, and they that person couldn't make it through. And Sarge, when they finally got Sarge in, Sarge was very nonchalant about the fact that they lost another person.
I think it's very telling that when they arrived, they didn't arrive. He's like, we got a spaceship now, we can travel again. You didn't get here via spaceship.
Right.
You got here via like transversing the membrane between realities or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we've entered something very interesting here because once again, we know what those first two monoliths did, time and space. We do not know what the third one did.
Absolutely. And so, you know, this slow build of showing Sarge going so far that he doesn't care about any of that. It's the mission comes before everything else. But like Izel said to him, it's like, does he even really know the mission? Like he thinks he has a mission. He thinks he knows what the mission is, but his memories might be a lie. What he believes might not be 100% true, you know? And so we'll see. I also, again, Izel is not a good person, but I'm also, and we brought this up before, like, how good is Sarge? Like, what was Sarge's plan once he went back to space? Where was he going to go? There is no other planet. Like, there, like, what was his next thing to do?
Right.
I don't know. Like, if this is all he's been focusing on, because that's the thing that got me right. If his whole thing was taking down Izel, and that was the mission, then why did he try to escape the truck? You would think that, you know, we've seen, I mean, look at what Jocko did. Jocko was like, no, we got the mission. He took that bomb, went over to that ship, and he blew the fucking ship to hell, right?
Well, I think that's telling about this iteration of Coulson. I'm just calling him, I mean, Sarge is the name we got now, but the sacrifice play, mm-hmm. he's willing to sacrifice everyone else, not himself, which is the inverse of Coulson, which is almost his greatest fear.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I thought that was another really big telling thing. You know, especially when you think about, you know that, you know, making the sacrifice play has been a big theme in the MCU to begin with, right? With, you know, that's what Steve said to Tony, and then Tony ends up doing that in Endgame. So we've been seeing that. We've seen, again, Coulson. That's all Coulson was really about. And then you get this person who's wearing his skin, and he's nothing like that at all. You know, he's willing right. to sacrifice not just innocent people, but his own team, and have no regard for them whatsoever. You know, it's just, it's like I said, it's the inverse of Coulson. So, yeah, yeah. And I guess it kind of also goes back to the other thing, too. If we're dealing with fear, if we're dealing with that dimension, the idea of May shooting Sarge. Remember she said to I think Yo-Yo? Or did she say it to Daisy? I can't remember when she was like, I should have shot him when I first saw him.
I think it was Daisy.
I should have killed him. I should have killed him when I first saw him. Right? And what did she end up doing? She ended up coming in and shooting him. So is whatever Izel and this Sarge do, or do they give in to base emotions, or like, I don't know. It's a very interesting, intriguing thing to see here. I feel really bad for Davis because, like, clearly something happened to him. And it wasn't just that his kid was, you know, keeping him up at night. So,
though, to be fair, I could see Davis being very tired.
Oh, I mean, he had a lot going on. Not going to lie. He did.
He just got back from space. He's had a gun to his head.
He did.
Sarge took the bridge. They burned that dude's face against the shield. Then Sarge shot him in the chest.
Yeah.
Like, I thought Jocko was going to live, honestly, because I thought you've got to exploit the fact that Sarge is willing to sacrifice someone he cared about, which is clearly Snowflake. He's like, because when he lied to Jocko, she got left behind. She didn't make it. He mm-hmm. chose to leave her.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So I think that's going to pay off, too, because I don't think Snowflake's going to forget that, even though she's batshit insane.
She's batshit insane, so she's not going to forget that. That's one thing batshit insane people don't do. They do not forget shit like that.
They seem to have decent memories.
Yeah, when it comes to things, yeah, like that, you know, you kind of abandon him. She's almost like on that Harley Quinn shit. Just like kind of batshit insane, mm-hmm. but doesn't forget things like that. I caught up on Heroes in Crisis while he's like... Oh yeah, I forgot that does happen, and it hurts. It's gonna linger. Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, I wanted to bring up. Oh God, I was gonna bring up something because we were talking about Snowflake, Jocko. Oh damn it! Oh, I know what it was because we were talking about red shirts and all. Like, so I'm amending my theory here. It's people of color who are named won't die. Agent
you just
Diaz,
killed Yo-Yo. Congratulations.
Because Agent Diaz, I mean, well, the main cast doesn't count. Because any of them go, we know that can happen.
They can get it whenever.
Right. But the supporting cast, like Agent Diaz, really could have gotten shot in the head. But she got shot in the shoulder and she lives. So I'm just saying, the black guy who died last week, we didn't have his name. So it was okay if he died. But if they're named, they're safe. I'm making that call now. And I know I just killed Agent Diaz, so I'm just saying. I get it. But throwing it out there. I put Yo-Yo like some big because she was talking to Jocko. Oh man,
I liked this the line. Are all the females on your planet this powerful? Yes.
Yeah. Oh god. Yeah, it was great. That's great. I mean, you got to think about it. The two most powerful people on the team are Yo-Yo and Daisy. So, yeah. When you have this perspective, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
And then May's a close third. And I'm only going on power levels because I still put May. It might be like 1A, 1B, and 1C. Just because they'll all kill you. And they all have.
Very quickly.
They all have ways. They have different ways of handling it. Because, like, when Sarge was like, oh, we got something for you. It's fine. Yeah, we'll put this thing on. I was like, oh, man. Yo-Yo's going to run into one of the things and she's going to get fucked up. And then Max is going to feel bad. Oh, no. Yo-Yo basically burned old boy's face on the force field. And I was just like, yeah, never mind.
May trained her.
Yeah, hey, you're right. I kept forgetting that she was training with May. May's trained everybody. May trained Daisy. May trained Yo-Yo. Yo-Yo said it to Matt. He's like, you got to stop worrying about me. I can handle myself. And I'm like, you know what? She's right. She is very, very right. You should not worry about her and take care of it. And then Matt getting the big payback on Sarge and whooping Sarge's ass. I'm like,
told you.
Yeah. That's the big payback. Yo. I was like, oh, you thought you were going to take my ship? You think you were going to take my crew? You going to threaten me? All right. Forget. He's called the big man for a reason. Sarge, you never had a fucking chance.
And he started off as an engineer.
Yeah. The world's
biggest. And now he's the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. handing out beatdowns.
I mean.
But just like Jocko woke up, he was supposed to be a baker.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at all the, Jocko was a baker. Daisy was a hacker. You know, I mean.
Fitz and Simmons were tech support.
Right.
Now they're over here stealing guns and mutinying against ships. I love the just the normalcy of Simmons. Are you any chance on that ship in the upper atmosphere? Mm-hmm. Well, of course we are. And they both giving the distress signal. Mm-hmm. No, we're Shield 226.
It's like, no, I think you had that call sign wrong there. Can you say that again? What call sign are you? You can't possibly be 226. That I'm 226 here.
Basically, like, the phone's working, but you're still on your own.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right, basically. New phone, who's this?
Exactly.
Oh, man. God. I don't know. I think that I love the way the seasons come together. We have, what, 3 more episodes, I believe?
Not enough.
4. I mean, it's enough if you believe that this...
And it's because we know what's happening next season, yeah. But still, yeah. I'm just saying for my own nerves, it's not enough.
Oh, no, of course not. No. We got 4 more episodes left. So, look forward to this. The good news is, you got anything else you want to say about this episode?
No, I just... Everything that they pulled it off, it was one of those things where last episode we were legitimately feeling like, how are they going to get out of this? Right. And then everything in character, in story way, like even having Deke fail, like he tried, but he failed. And Daisy's like, I have an idea. It might not work.
Mm-hmm.
And then for that, between that and her killing all the birds at the choke point, like it was, I love how Deke was kind of us like, why are you opening the door? Mm-hmm. And then May's like, because I trained her. It's a choke point. Let's do this.
Right. She knows what she's doing. Again, I love the fact that we've gotten to this point where everybody can be trusted. And it's been like this for a few seasons, but everybody can be trusted to do their own thing. And you see, again, when they strapped up to go get Fitz and Simmons, and you know, Sarge was like, what are you doing? You need me? It was like, no, we don't leave our people behind. We're not you, you know? And which right. I think was a good moment because, again, everybody in the 2 episodes ago, at the end of that episode, everybody's looking to Sarge because it's like, he has Coulson's face. Maybe he is Coulson. I think the last 2 episodes we've seen, oh, no, this motherfucker's not Coulson. Coulson wouldn't do this. And it kind of, we were kind of nervous, right? It's like, is Matt going to be able to step up, or is him seeing Coulson here going to make him kind of want to fall back? And it kind of made us understand, it's like, oh, no, Mac, step up. He's director of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, this, to me, re-solidified that Mac is director of S.H.I.E.L.D., and he is a good leader. He knows what the fuck he's doing, you know, because he's... And it's kind of the same thing Coulson did, right? Which is Coulson spent a little bit of time trying to live up into the shadow of Nick Fury. And he eventually had to realize that this is my team and my way of doing it. Fury's a guide. but I gotta do this on my own. And I think Mac has figured that out himself as well. It's like, I'm the leader here. I'm in control. When he told Davis to keep flying the ship, I'll whoop this dude's ass by myself. It's like, I don't need no help. Right. You know, I think that really helped kind of solidify that Mac knows what he's doing, and but not for us or even for the team. I think everybody else kind of looks up to him, but for himself, right? Every leader needs that moment when you kind of understand that you can step up and you can actually do this and you can forge your own path, and you're not just stuck behind the shadow of the person who was before you. So I think that was great. So just.
I really enjoyed Jack opening the portal, which we need to keep that tech, please. But and then Simmons turning to him, I like you. I'm a likable person.
Mm-hmm. And Jacko was a likable person.
He was. Oh, he was, man. The banker.
Oh God.
And he blew up a nuke.
Right.
Him and I guess it was a Lincoln, both blowing up shit in space.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Yeah. I fuck with Jacko. Rest in peace, Jacko.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, we don't say this often to people who start off as enemies, but rest in peace, Jacko. You were a real one, Jacko. You were a real one.
The realist.
All right. So some more announcements here. San Diego Comic-Con's next week, and good news, we will be into the roundtable press room for Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, and I'm going to go to the panel as well. I got panel passes to the Hall H panel. So hopefully we'll have some more information for you guys. I know next episode is the 19th. I'll still be out in San Diego. I don't know. We'll probably just record the Wednesday I come back, because that way we can also then talk about some of the stuff we got from San Diego for Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Then so the regular review for Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s next episode will probably be a little bit delayed by a few days, but just hang in there and you'll hear our beautiful voices talking about the stuff again. So you got anything else you want to say about this?
No. Just, I'm really glad this wasn't the end of the season. I'm glad we get more. I'm glad that we're going to get payoff for May shooting Sarge in the face. I think that Izel can body hop.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I think that, and once he heard her voice, he said her name. He hadn't said it before now. She says, oh, good, you remembered my name, which means that she has some level of control over him. He might have been the first strike. Like, we don't know.
Yeah, there's something, the history between Izel and Sarge is...
It was creepy because, like, as much as he wanted to get to her, she almost was like, come on, come see me. See what happens.
Right. It's like, oh, shit, Negro, that's all you got to say. You want to fight?
Exactly.
You know, see you in a bit. You know, see you in a bit. So, I'm very nervous for next episode. Like, this episode ended on a high, ended with the party and everybody happy. And I'm like, I just can't relax because I know that shit's hitting the fan.
It's not about relaxing. It's about enjoying the moment.
Having that one little moment of peace. I get it. I get it.
Look, got to have something.
I get it. I get
it. It's going to be taken away quickly.
Yeah. All right. I'm just saying. I just makes me nervous. Makes me nervous.
It should. It's because you're paying attention.
All right, folks. Again, thank you guys very much for listening. Super Tuesday Recap. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spotify. And again, go to podcastawards.com and vote for nominate the Character Corner and the Entertainment and People's Choice Awards. So, again, folks, thank you guys very much for listening. Until next time, we're out of here. Peace.